307, 80 degrees, 80 degrees. Can you believe it? 80 degrees in Kalamazoo.
I can't believe it.
Unbelievable. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Jeremy Lawrence Show, and along with me, the intrepid producer that he is,
Michael Loudon.
And we're here to bring you a little bit of a show today, a full-blown show today, actually. did hear from the Tigers earlier. They hope to get the game in tonight, is what they're hoping.
Okay.
Earlier in the day, they said that they were expecting some thunderstorms and things to roll in about the time the game gets underway. So we're going to have to watch that one. But for now, looks like there's still a game in progress, or will be later tonight.
Let's hope they play.
There you go.
It seems to be whenever Anibal Sanchez is scheduled to pitch, bad weather always ensues. You remember last week they had to call off the game due to the inclement weather?
Mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
Sanchez was scheduled to pitch that day.
Of course. So, anyway, we'll keep you in the know if we hear anything at all about that. So you are in the know about this as well. Now, it is a big day for sports, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Boston Marathon underway. Winner has already come in. And it looks like the streak of non-American winners for the Boston Marathon is over. Well, that was going since 83 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happened. But we do have some interesting Michigan connections to the Boston Marathon. We'll be talking a little bit about that. Also, going to be talking about, and you heard about this in the news just a minute or two ago, they're talking about that zero tolerance march that's taking place. We're going to chat a little bit about zero tolerance because this came out in the news. I saw a piece over the weekend that just absolutely had me scratching my head. So we'll spend a little time on that coming up as well. Of course, lots of different things to tell you about. One of the things, you know what? It wouldn't be a show if we didn't have something to give away because I'm that generous guy that likes to do that. And if you've seen the previews for this particular movie, you might want to go see this one. This is it's going to be at Celebration Cinema this weekend. It opens up. It's called The Other Woman. And I've seen the previews for this one. This is the one with Cameron Diaz. Kate Upton is in this one as well. Basically what happens is a woman discovers her boyfriend is married.
Ooh, that's trouble right there.
Now, the funny thing is she ends up striking up a friendship with the guy's wife. And the two of them find out he's also dating someone else.
Oh, man.
Hilarity ensues. So we're going to give away some tickets to that a little bit later. And you'll get an opportunity to be among the first to see that one. Now, could this be the movie that could dethrone Captain America? Which at the box office again this weekend, Captain America is the king.
He is.
I mean, he's coming off with another weekend of being number one. Saw the results of that one. Apparently, Johnny Depp's new movie not doing so well.
Well, no. You can't take down Captain America. He's a superhero.
He is, you know, and I think that's the thing. I mean, I don't know what Marvel has done, but they've hit on something here because it seems like they could do just about any hero movie and get people to watch it. But, you know, Captain America could be a good one. It's one I've been wanting to see, have not gotten the opportunity to see it. Anyway, we're going to be doing a little ticket giveaway a bit later on in the program. At some point when we manage to talk Michael into doing a little dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia for you, we'll be able to get that one rolled out for you. Now, wanted to talk a little bit Boston Marathon because there is a Michigan connection. Of course, there's some local connections, people that are running in this thing as well. But there is kind of a big Michigan connection. Big in the sense that Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley is, even as we speak right now, running in the Boston Marathon. You know, and I'd said weeks ago, I'd like to know what this guy's all about. And while he hasn't come on this show, we're hoping, but he hasn't come on this show, what he has done is gone out and done a few things. And this is one of them. He's running the Boston Marathon, but he raised $15,000 for bombing victims. So tip of the hat to the guy. That's mm-hmm. that's one of those things that you feel good about. But we just happened to, because you can keep up with it on the Boston Marathon's website, you can keep up with his results. So we've got him up here in front of us. Just, so in case you're curious, you're running types. Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley running in the Boston Marathon. Michael, since you're way more into the running thing than I am, I'll let you kind of rattle off some of these results thus far.
Okay, so right now it looks like he's completed 30 kilometers of the race. At the 5K point, he was at 29 minutes, 25 seconds, running a 9:28 pace. Then at the 10K point, he was running 57:09. He picked up his pace. He was running 8:56 at that moment. His pace has slowed down a little bit since then. Halfway through the marathon, he was at 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 45 seconds. That's a 9:53 pace. And at the last moment we have here, 30 kilometers into the race, he's at 3 hours, 4 minutes, 33 seconds, running an 11:59 pace.
Now, that's pretty average, I would think, in terms of when you get to towards the end of a marathon, you're kind of going,
you're going to slow
why
down.
Why am I doing this? You know? So he might very well have hit that point. I don't know.
Well, the wall tends to happen at about 22 miles into the race from other runners I've talked to before. Mm-hmm. And, of course, at Boston, you have Heartbreak Hill that you're going to have to go up.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to slow down your pace a little bit more considerably.
There you go. Well, we're wishing him lots of luck anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he can't hear us right now, but others that know him very well, I'm sure, are cheering him on as well. And we add our cheers to theirs, because you know what? You want to see the guy do well. You really do.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have any clue who he is other than a guy that likes to run now. You know?
And if you finish a marathon, hats off to you.
There you go. There you go. But I think to top it off, just a little tip of the hat for raising the money for bombing victims as well, because that's, you know, going and running in the marathon is one thing, but I think it's just a nice, nice thing to do to be able to say, all right, you know what? We were able to raise $15,000 for the victims of the mm-hmm. bombing and that kind of thing. It's great
that
stuff.
That is great.
Great stuff. So keeping up with Brian Calley. I don't think I could do it. His numbers on a 5K are way better than mine. I'm not going to share them at this point. Mine are pretty pathetic. But, yeah, I feel for the guy. Believe me. Believe me. Because I did do some running over the weekend. Did pretty well. I was not in a race. I was just in a race with myself and managed to go a further distance than I ever had. But I'm just getting started this year. So, and I'm kind of trying to figure out, because I'm up for a 5K here in a couple of weeks, trying to figure out what to do, because I've got a race I'm looking at the end of my season, as it were. It's late September that I'm looking at one, trying to decide, all right, 10K, half marathon, am I that nuts? So I'll figure it out, I'm sure.
But I'm nuts because I'm doing the 10K at Borges.
I know you're nuts. We've had that discussion.
I mean, I did two races over the weekend, so there's proof enough I'm nuts right there.
You know, it's funny because I was sharing that. I was talking with my son, believe it or not, and I was saying, you know what? You know, there are people that run a lot longer than this. I said, we've got a name for those people. He says, yeah, what's that? I said, nuts. My producer is one of those. So there you go. I've already you know, colored my son's opinion of you before he's even seen you.
Yes, now he knows I'm nuts.
There you go. Of course, the rest of people listening now know that. So, mm-hmm. you know, anyway, it's just part of who Michael is anyway. But, anyway, tip of the hat to Brian Calley as he does that. Wanted to turn attention as well. And you heard about this one in the news. And I wanted to spend a little time talking about this today. Saw this towards the end of the week last week, there was a group that was planning a march from Detroit to Lansing that was demanding the end to zero-tolerance disciplinary policies in schools. They have set off on that march now as well. And a lot of the idea behind it is not necessarily these things where, hey, somebody got into a fight, somebody brought a knife to school, somebody brought a gun, that kind of thing. They don't want to see it ended for things like that. And let's face it, that's something that you really, there needs to be something and something drastic done for situations like that. But there are other situations, and one of the kids involved with this particular march talked about a situation where he had forgotten his school ID and was suspended for it.
Jeez.
Now, you know, I think there's certain things where you go, okay, you've forgotten your ID. All right, here's the price you got to pay. Since you've forgotten it, and he'd forgotten it a few times, we're going to have to produce you a new one. And we're doing it at your cost.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bill you for this one. That I don't have a problem with. Because that, I mean, the punishment fits a crime there, you know.
Yeah.
But this whole idea of, all right, you've forgotten your ID, you're out of here. Get it, you know. Oh, like, what are these, umpires in Major League Baseball? You're out of here.
Yeah, that's a little absurd. I mean, I know at Western, if you lose your student ID, you have to go get another one. And they do. They make you pay for it. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it should be. And it should be like that in this case right here.
Well, it's real-world circumstances there. So, all right, here's a real-world solution to it. Now, here's the other thing that I wanted to bring this up as well. This was a story out of, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, actually, a story where Miss America was coming around to speak to a school. She's been doing this as part of her reign as Miss America, reaching out to students and talking to them. Well, they were having an assembly, and one of the kids at this school, and I gotta love his moxie here. I mean, this just, it's incredible what he decided he was going to do. He decided he was going to ask Miss America to the prom. Now, immediately, you know, it's the kind of thing that I never would have thought of that in a million years back when I was in high school. I know many of you listening, you're probably sitting here going, you know what? I probably wouldn't have come up with that either. What moxie? Well, he did this. Came up with a plan. School officials got wind of it and said, no, don't do it, don't do it. But there was a question and answer section of the assembly. He stepped up to the microphone, asked her to prom, and delivered a flower to her on stage. Which, you know, you can imagine at that point. I mean, he's like the king, the hero at the school. Then the administrators decided to respond. And it's one of these things where, you know, they decided to do something harsh. Well, we warned him. We're going to do something. You're out of here. It's basically what they did. Suspended for that. Now, okay. He disrupted an assembly. Yes, something needs to be done. And I don't have a problem with that. But even Miss America is coming out to defend this guy. And she said, well, you know what? I've checked my schedule. I don't have that date open, so sorry I'm not going to be able to attend, but don't suspend him for this. Come on.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous as well.
And she actually has reached out to the school, and this was a school in Pennsylvania. She reached out hoping that the school would change their mind about this 3-day suspension. He disrupted the assembly. He's apologized for the disruption. I mean, do something, you know, make him clean chalkboards or paint something or something like that.
Or write on the chalkboard, I will not ask out Miss America at the assembly.
I mean, here's the thing. This kid is an absolute legend now. I mean, he's 18 years old. He's probably his senior year. I mean, his legacy is set right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the guy that asked Miss America to the prom. Okay.
No one was ever going to forget that.
And, you know, this is the thing that 10 years from now, when this class gets back together for a reunion, they'll all be talking about it. Oh, yeah, you're the one. Okay, cool.
I remember you now.
You know, so, I mean, it's the kind of thing. I think he gets some payoff for that because he is making national news. I mean, you know, here, Pennsylvania, we're here in Michigan talking about it. But I think it just points to the whole idea that, you know, when it comes to discipline at a school, there are certain things that need to have a serious reaction. And they need to know, you know what, when this happens, we're not messing around. We're gonna come on to this and figure it out. But then there's other things like this. This is just a senior cutting up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and think about when you were in school, How many of us got the urge at the end of senior year to do something? You know, there was that, and not all of us carried it out. Okay. But you got that urge. I've even heard of, you know, kids that have, you know, the urge to, and they decide to, like, toilet paper the front lawn of the school or something. Well, okay, that's, it's harmless. It's fun, you know. And this is one of those harmless fun kind of things. But I think it points to the reason why a march like this from Detroit to Lansing is taking place. The whole idea that zero tolerance comes out. It's like, okay, this happened. Zero tolerance. You're out of here. When instead, something different needs to take place. You know, and you can imagine in this situation, you know, yeah, the principal's embarrassed as heck and wants to do something, but you know, I got to admit, if I'm the school principal at this point, I'm having trouble stifling back laughter. Well, I'm like, now don't do it again. You know, it's silly.
Could you imagine the embarrassment he's probably going through now? He probably doesn't even want to come out of his office.
You would think. I mean, at this point, you know, he comes out of his office and boo.
Just like at a sporting event.
You got to, well, yeah, I, you know, school principals get that to a certain degree because I can remember, we can all remember when we were in high school, the school principal was not somebody that was everybody's bestest bud. You know, this was kind of that nerdy guy or nerdy lady that ran the school.
Well,
and you know, deserved or not, that's the reputation you get in that position.
I so. Love the principal at my school. I just want to say that.
That says so much about you. Your principal's listening right now, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if he is or not.
Well, I just had to ask. But, you know, and I'm not necessarily saying anything bad about school principals. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do their job very, very well, definitely. But right or wrong, deservedly or undeservedly, they get that reputation with a certain group of people that, guess what? Yeah, a little nerdy. You don't want to necessarily be seen around them. When they pull something like this, I hope you have a separate exit from your office. That's yeah. all I'm saying.
I'm going out the back exit, you know, or it's the like one down the basement.
You're showing up at 6 in the morning to avoid the student body. You're leaving at like 6 in the evening just so you don't have anybody coming around going, oh, you.
And it's like if you're leaving and you see anybody down the hallway, it's like, oh, turn around, go the other direction.
You know, you're leaving the office and you're like, okay, let me throw on my disguise real quick. But, you know, I think it gets back to the whole idea that you've got all these zero tolerance policies. And I think that something needs to be done about it. Because if you've got situations, and we could all tell stories of situations, something needs to be done that's a little different. Love to get your thoughts on zero tolerance. Do you think it's good? Or do you think something different needs to take place? Give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Or you can text us, 80373, as we continue ahead. Jeremy Lawrence on 590 WKZO. Got news coming up. Bob Larson's going to give us a complete look at your weather coming up as well. The program continues. Keep it right here. We'll keep talking. -79 degrees. I don't know if that's the sun's like shining right on that thing and baking it a little. It can't be that warm out there.
Well, my car said 81 coming in.
All right.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it is today.
I guess I've been stuck inside all this time. But we'll chat at Bob Larson here in just a little bit. Find out just exactly what's going on with the weather in the next few days. Also, a little bit later on, I wanted to spend a little time, and you can get ready to talk about this. I'll give you just a little bit of a taste. GM, you know, they came out at one point and said, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're going to take care of things. We're going to take care of all the people that have issues with us with all the recall and all of that. Well, not so fast. There's news that's come out just in the last several days about what they really intend to do. So we'll dig into that here in a little bit, take your phone calls on it as well. Before we get to all of that, though, we are this is one guy we'll talk to at any time when the weather's like this. It's Bob Larson. And, Bob, I was just looking. Our temperature here at the studio is 79, and I'm thinking it can't be that warm, can it?
But certainly within the ballpark. The airport is 77, 79, not unrealistic. What a beaut, huh?
Loving this. But sadly, it's not lasting, I'm guessing.
No, it's not.
Duh. Okay.
Rats.
To be blunt, no, it's not.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about it then.
Well, truth be told, as you mentioned, whether you call it 77 or 79, whatever, you get the idea. It's mid and upper 70s. Today is certainly the warmest day of 2014 to this point. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, though, it's not going to last all that long. And while temperatures are going to drop off, which incidentally, my word is downward, the trend of temperatures downward.
Okay.
While I say that, do not in any way, shape, or form compare this to the downward trend we had that started about a week ago at this time.
Okay.
You remember last Monday, do you not?
Of course.
It was about this time on Monday. We talked about, could it actually snow later tonight? Is it really going to drop into the 20s? And the answer was yes and yes. This time around, no and no. It's not going to snow. It's not going to drop into the 20s. But certainly is going to get a lot cooler. After mid and upper 70s today, we settle for mid-50s tomorrow and maybe just below freezing tomorrow night. Probably upper 50s for high on Wednesday. So it certainly cools down, but nothing that's too terribly tough to take, I wouldn't think.
So we're getting back to more spring-like weather, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Just to not be a downer, but just to try to be realistic and put things into perspective, today likely to be the warmest day of the next week to week and a half, maybe of the next 10. I don't see us upper 70s again over the next 10 days. Not to say it's going to be miserable and cold, but I think we'll have to settle for some upper 60s down the road by Friday, but not upper 70s.
Okay.
And
all right.
Upper 60s, nothing wrong with that, unless it was the 4th of July.
Now, Bob, I saw an article earlier that, and I wanted to ask you about this. One of the things that they're saying could happen in the state of Michigan is a bit of a cooler summer this year based on the cooler temperatures we had in the winter. Do you think that's a possibility, or is it just too soon to tell on things like that?
I do think it's a possibility. We've got we still have ice across portions of the Great Lakes, and even as that ice melts, the water is going to be far colder than it typically is coming through the middle and latter stages of spring. And given that, regardless of the with the only exception being a south wind, any north wind, any west-northwest wind, even to some extent an east-northeast wind, has to come through at least some of the Great Lakes to get here. Mm-hmm. Only a south wind right out of the Gulf of Mexico says otherwise. And because of that, it's going to be tough to have prolonged stretches of very warm to hot weather. That's not to say, when we say cooler than normal, it's not like every day in June and July is going to be 65 to 70. No. It's just that it's going to be tough to have prolonged heat waves in this type of setup.
Which actually could be a good thing from the sounds of it.
It is for me. I'm not a fan of hot, humid weather, but I know some people just, wait for that all year long. And I wouldn't disappoint. It's not to say it's never going to get to 88 or 90 or something. It's just that if it gets there, I don't think it's going to be for 5-6 days at a time.
Okay. All right. Well, for people like me, I have to admit I spent a couple of years in the South, so I understand humidity, and I don't enjoy it.
Right.
That's all I can really say.
I hear you. It is something I've found in talking to people in different parts of the country. It's interesting. It's oftentimes people from northern climates that really, really love the hot, humid weather. And I talk to, and like the hotter the better. You say 90 tomorrow, and then they'll say even better tomorrow, on Friday with a high of 95. And I often wonder, how is 95 better than 90? But to each his own. But yet you talk to people from Houston or from Orlando or from Phoenix, and then they tend to like it when you say a high of 80. Oh, that's so much better than the 90, 95 that we usually have. 80 sounds great. It's interesting. I think it's just a matter of perspective.
There you go. There you go. Well, I appreciate your perspective on the weather forecast. Sounds at least spring-like. I guess, you can look at it that way anyway.
Yeah, just a big cool down. Be prepared for that. Not the type of cool down we had a week ago. Just don't get used to the 78 and 9. That'll take a little while to come back.
Okay. Bob Larson with AccuWeather. Thanks for keeping us in the know.
You're welcome.
All right. And as we continue the program, we're going to be chatting with you, not necessarily about the weather, fun as it is, but we are going to be talking a little bit with you about GM. They're making the news, and not in a fun PR kind of way. We'll talk about it. Take your phone calls, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 803-73. You can text us with your thoughts as well. WKZO, 79 beautiful degrees in Kalamazoo, a gorgeous day. Looking at just a little bit of rain hitting our way this evening. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, but things cool down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you're planning on getting out and doing any running around or anything outside, now would be appropriate.
Avoid the rain.
There you go.
Unless you want to take a shower, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to do that, yeah, there's better places to do that than outside. But wanted to talk about this because we've talked a little bit about this before. GM coming along and Mary Barra sat down before Congress and said, yep, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to take care of our customers. We're going to take – and I have to admit, at the time that she came out and said what she did – and this is all in reference to the recall that's happened with GM cars and things like that. And this is from pre-bankruptcy era GM. And it sounded like things were going to be okay. They're stepping up. They're going to, you know, take responsibility for this. They're going to take care of things. And then this came out last week. And, you know, I almost predicted this one. In fact, I was talking around the office here with somebody and said, you know what? GM could still come out and say, you know what? Nope, that's not the new GM. That's the old GM that you want. And guess what? That's exactly what they've done. There's different lawsuits. She said 41 different lawsuits in 19 U.S. district courts across the country. In states like Alabama, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, you get the picture. Lots of states, lots of people that have stepped up and said, you know what, we need to have some sort of judgment on this. And they're looking for some sort of sanction against GM. Now, here's what GM has argued. They're arguing, wait a minute, that's not us. That's the old GM. You know, and it harkens back to the whole thing of, yeah, come meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know? It's just kind of that thing because it's like, okay, wait a minute. GM, this is the company that several years ago had Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as opposed to new GM, which has Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. But they're different. That's what they're saying. And they're arguing that saying, you know what, we need protection from this because that was old GM and that was before the bankruptcy. And you think about this coming back to bite the consumer. Because the company was obviously doing, at that point, they were trying to stave off this whole bankruptcy thing they ended up having to go through. They were trying to avoid that and that kind of thing. And this is just my angle on it. This is my opinion. So take it for what it's worth. My opinion only. You see that they're trying to do this. Well, guess what? There were some problems. And then you end up with bankruptcy, which is what they went through because there were problems, and not just this problem, but several. Well, now they're coming back out on the other side. We're going to do better. We're going to be different. We're going to be different to our suppliers, to our customers, and that kind of thing. I don't think it's necessarily the right message to send to your customers to say, oh, no, that us? No, that wasn't us. That was That was them.
That was them.
The old GM, not us. And you've got this, you know, and here's the thing. Here's what's likely to happen, because GM, I think, could successfully pull this one off and say, you know what? Nope, wasn't us. It was the old GM. Because the courts, while we look on them and say, well, wait, we're talking about Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Okay. Now, yes, there were also other parts of that, other branches they shut down, Saturn, Pontiac. Okay. To us, it's the same company. A little smaller now, but still the same company. But for courts, they're going to look at this and say, well, wait a minute. The old GM is the one that had all of these, and they entered bankruptcy and ceased to exist. Because according to the bankruptcy court, that's what happened. They ceased to exist. They came along and shaved off all this stuff that they wanted to get rid of, Saturn and Pontiac and things like that, and put it into the old GM. And this was the company that, okay, we're going to put all of our problems into this, and we're going to bury it because it's dead now. And we're going to come out as the new GM, and we're going to have this and this and this, and we'll be different. So I think they'll be able to pull this off, because the courts are going to look at this as open and shut. Well, yeah, it's two different companies. I don't care if they're the same name. They're two different companies. They're two different approaches. Okay, so different companies. No problem. These lawsuits will be, we're throwing them out. I could picture it. And I could picture it based on what the courts did to separate this out so that the government could come along and bail out GM. Now, can they get away with that? Is that legal? Yes. Is it right? That's the big question that you face. And here's the other question. For you as a consumer, GM manages to pull this off, and they could. Would you sit there and say, well, wait a minute. Okay, here's somebody I want to do business with. Here's somebody that I want to buy a car from. They're going to take care of me, because there's a part of you that's going to go, well, wait a minute. What if they pull one of these little magic tricks on me? Oh, yeah, nothing to see here. Move on, you know. Because it's possible. And I just look at it and say, you know what? This is where GM needed to stick with their original plan, the idea that, guess what? All right, we need to take care of this situation. But I think the other part of it is they looked at it and said, well, wait a minute. If we take care of this, we do right by our customers, we could end up with some problems and back in bankruptcy court again. And nobody needs that a second time in that length of time. I understand the approach, but I think this is something that is going to impact them for a good long time to come if they manage to pull this off. Now, I'd like to get your thoughts, and we're coming up to top of the hour, so definitely you can call in with your thoughts, but we're going to keep talking about it as we head further into the show, because I want to get your opinions on this. 382-4280 is the local number. If you are not local and you want to get toll-free, you could do so at 877-382-4280, or you could text us, 80373, and text your thoughts. If you don't have time to wait on the phone, you can feel free to do so. Now, here's the thing. Somebody's already texted in. I want to share this with you because I thought this was interesting. They said, you know what? GM may get away with that, but I won't buy another GM vehicle if they do. And I believe others think like I do. And that was from a texter that that came along and shared their opinion. So you can share your opinion as well. Maybe your opinion is, you know what? No. No, I understand why they're doing this. And, you know, I still believe in GM, still believe in their products, and I'm still going to buy a car from them. Maybe you feel that way. You can certainly get with us and tell us that's what you're thinking, 80373, or you can give us a call as well. I think it's a big, big challenge for GM. Because old GM did something, new GM's still around. They're going to have to pay the piper on this one. But they're seeing that here's a trapdoor, here's a way to get out of it. Is that going to sit well with customers? We'll keep talking about it next hour. You get ready to call us, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us, 80373. talking GM. Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. We gotta go.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.